This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Man, Kevin, I think that this proposed CBA actually might go through. As we talked about, 60% of the league makes base salaries. That's what Mike's been, the minimum base salary. Mike's been pointing that out time after time. But the base salary is going to spike by over 20% and eclipse $1 million for all players by 2029. So for the future, that's a big deal for the 60% that are voting on this thing right now. All right, Kevin, there was a big question or a big statement brought up. Is it the LA owner? LAFC,
yeah.
All right, so the LA owner has brought up this statement and says that he thinks over the next 10 years, MLS soccer will vault past baseball and ice hockey to be the number three sport in the USA, and that MLS will vault past way past Liga MX, and U.S. men's national team will vault past Mexico. Now,
way past Mexico.
The talent on the men's team is going to have to just be phenomenal. And I know we have a couple guys from FC Dallas that are going to be, that are helping contribute to that. What Paxton Pomacall has one cap with them, and then Reggie Cannon has at least 10. But I want to know, 877-881-1053, is there any actual way that, and Bassick's going to be furious, that MLS soccer can vault baseball and hockey to be the number three sport in the USA?
All right, so I'm going to kick this over to you in just one second, Bassick, but one of the things, and we, you know, and I've had this conversation with Jared as well. By no means am I saying like, oh, baseball is ready to die, but baseball has some problems in terms of their average audience age is far older than like basketball and football. And, you know, their revenue has not continued to expand at the pace of like basketball and football. That is such a bold statement about soccer jumping in there. I think baseball could be vulnerable, but I don't know if I would go that far at all.
I definitely don't think that this is going to be the case. To your point, I agree with some of the things you say there. Basketball's catching up to baseball. Basketball is still, when it comes to interest and money, still barely behind baseball. Yeah. They're almost even. So basketball over the last 10 years has really caught up to baseball, where they're almost on an even playing field when it comes to the eyes watching, and then financially where they're at. So basketball over a 10-year period is about to catch baseball.
Yep.
Soccer is so far behind 10 years ago where the NBA was to MLB that the only way that they have a chance in the next 10 years is they have investors like Mark Cuban, Jerry Jones, Apple, Amazon, that come in and they say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to outspend all the European leagues. We're going to outspend Germany. We're going to outspend Europe. And we are going to get most of the best players into our league. And we are going to become the premier league in soccer in the world. All the best players, Messi, Ronaldo, I know they'll be done 10 years from now. They're all going to want to play in the United States of America, because we're going to be paying the most, and we've now made it the most competitive soccer in the world. And I don't know how they're going to accomplish that in a 10-year period.
Because the big thing that you've seen in the MLS is when you get those marquee players, it's when they're kind of doing their farewell tour, whether it was Beckham, whether it's Ibrahimovic. Not that they don't still have something, but they're not at the height of everything that they can do.
Why can't MLS grow U.S. players to be big names like those.
Because, you know, and this was an interesting analogy that we had the discussion of the other day, me and Mike, is when Luka was growing up, what was his dream?
To be in the NBA.
Exactly. All right. And so for a lot of these players who are growing up right now in the U.S., your dream is to play in the Premier League or wherever. But it's not like, not that MLS is not a dream, but I think for so many of these players growing up, it is not the dream. Like, this is the Real Madrid, right? Where if Reggie can, I'm just using his name because he's like somebody who you could envision going over to Europe or whatever. But like, somebody like Reggie Cannon, maybe they're like, God, if I could win a championship for FC Dallas, that'd be awesome. Just like Luka was like, if I could win a championship for Real Madrid, that would be awesome. And then what did he do? He moved on to like the next level. And I think that's the thing, is so many players growing up in the U.S., they watch Premier League, and that's the ultimate dream.
All right, yeah. Mike, how many kids are growing up playing baseball and dreaming of being in the major leagues still?
Oh, yeah.
And because if you play baseball, that's the end all be all, right? Like, you don't think, I hope one day I can go play in Japan.
Yeah. But not all the best athletes have access to major league, to baseball.
Baseball is an expensive sport. That's what makes it tough.
It's less expensive than hockey.
I hate it.
Yes,
but
that is
But it
big...
is what it is. I mean, it is. I can get around it because I can coach and do it for free with my kids, and you can get premium coaching, and you can do it at a price of $500 to play a whole season with me.
Uh-huh.
Most people are charging $2,500 to play a spring season for baseball, and your glove does cost approximately $200 for a decent glove, up
bat's
to $400. Bat's going to be $200 to $350. So just to get your glove and bat is going to be a cost of $500. It's not the case with basketball. I just need to get a pair of shoes that you can also wear to school.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to need to get you a basketball, which I can go to Dick's Sporting Goods for an outdoor basketball or wherever, and get it for $25. An indoor basketball, a good one, is going to cost us $50 to $75 if we want just an indoor basketball, so you have a better basketball for your indoor practice. So baseball costs a lot more, but if you travel around Dallas-Fort Worth and you go to the nice facilities, baseball facilities, they're packed on Saturday and Sunday with hundreds upon hundreds of kids playing baseball.
All right, I'll also add this, Kevin. A lot of people complain about hockey and soccer because of the score. People complain about baseball, too, because of the scores, because they're low.
That's why the home run was so big.
But
for
hockey and soccer, oh, it's 2-1. What a slugfest. You know, like it was a defensive effort. No, that's an offensive output right there. 2-1, that's amazing. So a lot of people complain about the action. Well, I heard JD talking about that this morning with Sean and RJ, and he said one of the biggest complaints isn't about how long the game is, but the action within the game. Because in football, every 15 seconds you're getting action, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's on average every 15 seconds. In baseball, because of the home run and because of the lack of base hits, essentially, you don't get as much action in the game as you would in other sports. Even in hockey, it's always action, even if the score isn't what it is. And now that they've changed the game the way they have, there are at least more shots being taken. The offense is kind of opening up a lot more. But the action, and I do wonder, because we put such a high premium in baseball on the home run, it has that taken away from the action in the game? Because if you could get six hits and get a scoring thing, that feels like it's more action, right? Like, that feels like, hey, man, I just had a really good inning. Six guys got on base, and we scored four runs out of it rather than one guy hit a home run. Even if Chicks dig the long ball, should we put more of a premium on base hits?
I don't know about that, just because, like, when we go to the Rangers games, like, obviously you see a lot of people, they get fired up anytime you score a run, but it feels like the whole thing stops when there's a home run.
Yes, because of the fireworks and the light display and everything. It's awesome. I think here's the tough thing with a younger generation, younger than us, and I don't know how your kids take in sports. My kids don't really like watching football. They just think it's long and boring. They actually don't really care too much to watch baseball on television presented in live form. Why? Because what they do is in the morning, they wake up and a football game is condensed to 10 minutes on YouTube. and a baseball game is condensed to the highlights of I can watch. They love Quick Pitch. I mean, their favorite show once baseball season starts is their favorite show on television is Quick Pitch. It's 30 minutes or an hour show of every game condensed into its highlights, and then they give the stats because they want to know for fantasy baseball what happened for the stat situation. So I think, and you know, it's the same in basketball. Really, my kids aren't crazy. They love going to the games. They love going to Major League Baseball games, going to NBA basketball games. But if they're not going to be there for television purposes, they would rather watch the condensed 5 to 10 minute form of that game than actually take in the whole 2 to 4 hours of whatever sport they're watching.
Can I just take this opportunity to read what is thus far my favorite text of the day? From the 817, soccer is the Dippin' Dots of sports. It's been the thing of the future for like 50 years, but it's still the same as it was in 1970. First of all, bravo to you for being such a genius. But that's interesting. And so we're getting a lot of varied feedback on here from the 214. I would watch soccer instead of baseball. And then you get multiple, hell no, hell no, hell no. And so that's the thing that I'm curious about in terms of like MLS penetration here in the country is what? You might. Okay. Relax. You guys.
I'm very relaxed.
Got to be relaxed for that.
All right. So for baseball, you might get some people who are like, I only like the Rangers or I'm not a big baseball fan.
Right.
But how often do you run into someone who's like, oh, never. Baseball? Gross. You know, but how often do you get soccer people or people when you talk about soccer, they're like, oh,
immediately out because it's a kid's sport that where it's all about the orange slices and Capri Sun afterwards.
Which we joked about in our thing with Reggie and Paxton.
I'll say this, and I know you and I disagree about this. I would, and Mike, I don't know how you feel about it, but I would much rather watch a game with 13 hits and 6 runs than 3 home runs. You know, I would rather go to a game and see guys going around the carousel with good, clean defense than seeing just a bunch of dudes hit a home run.
I'm with you. First of all, in no order, I like seeing games like this. Either the guy on the mound is dominating the other team when you watch Pedro pitch or when you watch – sometimes Yu Darvish did that for us here when he was really on his game where you're watching pure dominance on the mound. Or the other, and it doesn't really matter to me how many runs are scored. You get frustrated if it's your team. But to your point – I need to see action where runners are in scoring position and there's situations where now the pitcher has to make a pitch or the hitter makes gets a pitch that he can hit and he puts it in play and now people are running around the bases. Or, hey, runner on first and second, one out, and you feel like, okay, man, this is big action here, and the pitcher makes a good pitch, ground ball to Elvis, they turn a double play, you're like, man, that was, for that moment, those two guys getting on base really caught my attention on – now there's action on the bases. Can the pitcher make a pitch to get out of this situation? Or is he going to now make another bad pitch where the hitter, bam, hits a double and now we have 2 runs scored and now the pitcher's, you know, on the ropes.
I might get a louder pop from the home run, but if there's a shot to the gap in left field and there's two guys running from first to third to get home, that's a longer time of excitement.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. You're probably right. I was just thinking, like, if I was at a game that was 2-1 with 3 solo home runs, or if I was at a game that was
bored.
Well, or if I was at a game that was 6-5 and the runs were driven in like 5 different innings, and like that seems easily the more excitable.
By the way, Kurt Jones created Dippin' Dots in 1988. Oh. So,
and then the last thing I will say, this is tough on coaches. With the new generation of young kids that are growing up and we're wondering what they're going to watch, but because they don't watch football, they don't watch basketball, they don't watch baseball in its live form where you're having to see how are they doing this? They just want to see the highlight of the spectacular thing is they don't understand to get to that highlight thing. They had to run the ball 3 yards here. They had to throw a short pass there. They had to, in baseball, they had to get to that 3-1 count. How did I get to that 3-1 count to get that fastball that I could hit, hard? They don't want to watch the first 4 pitches. They just want to see the action.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.